decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree. Didn't make my adjustments this morning. I will admit that I am a sleepy squirrel today. It was shortly after midnight when we got home from Kalispell last night after starting the Bible study in Ephesians. That was not unexpected, but still, I'm dragging on about 5 hours of sleep. So my schedule for the day now includes a nap. I will be taking one. I'm really glad I don't have anywhere I have to be today. Couple of tasks I had planned today I can bump down the line, and I think today's going to be a day of rest. But we had a good night. Got through two verses, just got 153 to go, and we will be done with the book of Ephesians. So I've got to play with the audio. I haven't even listened to it yet, so I don't know how well it recorded. It's been a while since I used that little pocket digital recorder. We'll see how the sound quality is, and edit out a few erroneous noises because we had children who decided to be loud at times. But it was a good it was a good study. Good small group of people, not real big, but it was a good time in the Word, and I'm really looking forward to getting this thing rolling. Last night was, like I said, we got through the first two verses to Paul and coffee is definitely going to be on the list of important things for today as well. This is Squirrel Chatter, a podcast that is dedicated primarily to the public reading of Scripture and secondarily to my thoughts on various topics of today. Today is Federalist Friday. We are reading through the United States Constitution, and today we are going to be reading Article 3 on the judiciary. Our scripture readings for today are Joel, all three chapters, and Matthew chapter 10. Yeah, it's going to be one of those days. I will clean out my recliner, which has a stack of books in it, and that is where I'm going to spend the morning, ostensibly reading a book, but there may be snoring. All right. Squirrel Chatter is a proud member of the Christian Podcast Community. You can head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Check out all the great podcasts that are over there. Curated, vetted, and doctrinally sound podcasts. You are sure to find something that's worth listening to at ChristianPodcastCommunity.com. Let us begin, as is our habit, with our prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the Word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And Joel. The word of Yahweh that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, O elders, and give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or in your father's days? Recount about it to your sons, and let your sons recount about it to their sons, and their sons to the next generation. What the gnawing locust has left, the swarming locust has consumed. And what the swarming locust has left, the creeping locust has consumed. And what the creeping locust has left, the stripping locust has consumed. Awake, drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you wine drinkers, on account of the sweet wine that is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, mighty and without number. Its teeth are the teeth of a lion, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has made my vine a desolation, and my fig tree splinters. It has stripped them bare and cast them away. Their branches have become white. Wail like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of Yahweh. The priests mourn, the ministers of Yahweh. The field is destroyed. The land mourns, for the grain is destroyed. The new wine dries up, fresh oil fails. Be ashamed, O farmers, wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field perishes. The vine dries up and the fig tree fails, the pomegranate and the palm also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field dry up, indeed rejoicing dries up from the sons of men. Gird yourselves with sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Set apart a fast as holy, call for a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of Yahweh your God, and cry out to Yahweh. Alas for the day of Yahweh is near, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty. Has not food been cut off before your eyes, gladness and joy from the house of our God? The seeds shrivel under their clods, the storehouses are desolate, the barns are pulled down, for the grain is dried up. How the beasts groan, the herds of cattle wander aimlessly, because there is no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Yahweh, I cry, for fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned up all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you, for the water brooks are dried up, and fire has consumed the pastures of the wilderness. Chapter 2. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Make a loud shout on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh is coming. Surely it is near. A day of darkness and thick darkness, a day of clouds and dense gloom. As the dawn is spread over the mountains, so there is a numerous and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there ever be again. For the years are from generation to generation. A fire consumes before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but a desolate wilderness behind them, and nothing at all escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses, so they run. With a noise as of chariots, they leap on top of the mountains. Like the crackling of a flame of fire consumes the stubble, like a mighty people arranged for battle. Before them the peoples are writhing, all faces turn pale. They run like mighty men. They climb up the wall like men of war, and they each march in a line, and they do not deviate from their paths. They do not crowd each other. They march everyone in his path. When they fall against the defending weapons, they do not break ranks. They rush on the city, they run on the wall, they climb up into the houses, they enter through the windows like a thief. Before them the earth trembles, the heavens quake, the sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. But Yahweh gives forth his voice before his military force. Surely his camp is very numerous, for mighty is he who does his word. The day of Yahweh is indeed great and very awesome, and who can endure it? Yet even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and tear your heart and not your garments. Now return to Yahweh your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting concerning evil. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering, for Yahweh your God. Blow a trumpet in Zion, set apart a fast as holy, call for a solemn assembly. Gather the people, set apart the congregation as holy, assemble the elders. Gather the infants and the nursing babes. Let the bridegroom come out of his room, and the bride out of her bridal chamber. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, "Pity your people, O Yahweh, and do not make your inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they among the peoples say, 'Where is their God?'" Then Yahweh will be zealous for his land and will spare his people. Then Yahweh will answer and say to his people, "Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied and full with them. And I will never again make you a reproach among the nations. But I will remove the northern military force far from you, and I will drive it into a parched and desolate land, and its vanguard into the eastern sea, and its rear guard into the western sea. And its stench will rise up, and its foul smell will rise up, for it has done great things. Do not fear, O land, rejoice and be glad, for Yahweh has done great things. Do not fear, beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness have turned green. For the tree has borne its fruit, the fig tree and the vine have yielded their full force. So rejoice, O sons of Zion, and be glad in Yahweh your God, for he has given you the early rain in righteousness, and he has poured down for you the rain, the early and the late rains, as before. The threshing floors will be full of grain, and the vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. Then I will pay back to you in full for the years that the swarming locust has consumed, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great military force which I sent among you. And you will have plenty to consume and be satisfied and praise the name of Yahweh your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Thus you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your God, and there is no other. And my people will never be put to shame. And it will be afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on the male slave and female slave, I will on those days pour out my spirit. And I will put wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of Yahweh comes. And it will be that everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as Yahweh has said, even among the survivors whom Yahweh calls. Chapter 3. For behold, in those days and at that time when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there, on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. And they have divided up my land. They have also cast lots for my people, traded a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Moreover, what are you to me, O Tyre, Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Are you rendering me a recompense? But if you do recompense me, swiftly and speedily I will return your recompense on your head. Since you have taken my silver and my gold, brought my desirable treasures to your temples, and sold the sons of Judah and the sons of Jerusalem to the sons of the Greeks, in order to remove them far from their borders, behold, I am going to rouse them from the place where you have sold them, and return your recompense on your head. Also, I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the sons of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a distant nation, for Yahweh has spoken. Call out this message among the nations. Set yourselves apart for a war. Rouse the mighty men. Let all the men of war approach. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, "I am a mighty man." Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves. There, bring down, O Yahweh, your mighty ones. Let the nations be roused up and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit in judgment all the surrounding nations. Send in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. for the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. And Yahweh roars from Zion and gives forth his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth quake. But Yahweh is a refuge for his people and a strong defense to the sons of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahweh your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. So Jerusalem will be holy, and strangers will pass through it no more. And it will be in that day that the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Judah will flow with water, and a spring will go out from the house of Yahweh to water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will become a desolation, and Edom will become a desolate wilderness, because of the violence done to the sons of Judah, in those days in whose land they have shed innocent blood. But Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation, and I will avenge their blood, which I have not avenged. Indeed, Yahweh dwells in Zion. Now Matthew chapter. And summoning his 12 disciples, Jesus gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, saying, "Do not go in the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support. And whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay there until you leave. Now as you enter the house, give it your greeting, and if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever does not receive you nor heed your words, as you leave that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you over, do not worry about how or what you are to say, for it will be given to you in that hour what you are to say. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. And brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. But whenever they persecute you in this city, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher and the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more the members of this household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for an asarian? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever in the name of a disciple gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Says the word of the Lord. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Oh, sorry for the stumbles in my reading. As I said, I'm struggling this morning. So I apologize. I got as much sleep as I could, but obviously as much sleep as I could get was not enough. This is Federalist Friday, and we are working our way through the Constitution of the United States, and we have come to Article 3, which is the judiciary. And we read Section 1. The judicial powers of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the supreme and inferior courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior, and shall, at stated times, receive for their service a compensation, which shall not be diminished during their continuance in office. Section 2. The judicial power shall extend to all cases, in law and equity, arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, the treaties made and which shall be made under their authority, to all cases affecting ambassadors and other public ministers and consuls, to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, to controversies to which the United States shall be a party, to controversies between two or more states, between a state and citizens of another state, between the citizens of different states, between citizens of the same state claiming lands under grants of different states, and between a state or the citizens thereof and foreign states, citizens, or subjects. In all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers, and consuls, and those in which a state shall be a party, the Supreme Court shall have other original jurisdiction. In all the other cases before mentioned, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction, both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. The trial of all crimes, except in cases of impeachment, shall be by jury, and such trial shall be held in the state where the said crimes shall have been committed. But when not committed within any state, the trial shall be at such a place or places as the Congress may by law have directed. Section 3. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them, or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act, or on confession in open court. The Congress shall have the power to declare punishment for treason, but no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture except during the life of the person attainted. All right, that is Article 3 on the judiciary. And it's actually, as far as the branches of government go, it's much shorter than Section 1 dealing with Congress and Section 2 dealing with the presidency. This one is a much shorter article. Now, next Friday, we will look at the remaining articles in the Constitution. They're all fairly short. We'll get through all of them in one day. And that will be next Friday. So it's the weekend. That means Sunday's coming. That means you need to go to church. So make sure you get yourself to church this Sunday, gather with the saints, sit under the teaching of the Word, sing praises unto God, and just renew your soul and your heart. If you're not in church, I will rebuke you on Monday. All right, folks, I'm getting ready to take a nap. Everybody, do what you ought to do. Don't do what you ought not do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here on Monday for another episode of Scroll Chatter. Take care. God bless. Go to church.
Scroll Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.